This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Although prices have been going up for years and have been increasing even faster this last year, the reason for most of this price inflation is due to a declining dollar. The U.S. was on the gold standard until 1971. The value of the dollar has been eroding each year. A new book by Steve Forbes and others on inflation provides some ways to measure our declining dollar. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the dollar's purchasing power has decreased by 86% since 1970. That estimate is based merely on the official cost of living measure taken from the Consumer Price Index. Another way to measure the dollar's decline is to compare it to the price of gold. In 1970, it took $35 to buy an ounce of gold. Today, the price is more than $1,800. That is a 98% drop in value. Oil would be another measure. In 1970, oil cost a bit more than $3 a barrel. The oil companies were profitable. They remind us that last year, when oil cost $75 a barrel, oil companies could barely get by. One last example of the declining dollar is the cost of food at McDonald's. Back in 1970, a 12-ounce can of Coke cost a dime. A Big Mac cost just 65 cents. 50 years later, the price of the burger has increased eightfold to around $4.95. Why the cost increase? The products really haven't changed. The real reason of the cost increase is the shrinking dollar. These dollar figures are a reminder that the dollar is declining nearly every year. The inflation rate may have only been a few percent each year and is up to more than 8% this year, but every year prices rise because the dollar is declining. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Inflation, go to viewpoints.info/inflation. That's viewpoints.info/inflation.